of all the diamonds.
The men, women, and children of this planet are now set free. Already reached
activate Shambhala Diamond
critical mass
integration onto microcosm expanding linear space.
Prepare for landing.
Free space activation.
Good evening, everyone. Paul, Dark City Show, commonly known as Bob. Quite a decent crew in with me tonight. I have got, Dave, of course, who was just on the last show with Dean Clifford. Brilliant show. And thanks to all the listeners for being out there. Without you, we're just a bunch of people having a group conversation, really. So, yeah, thanks to all the listeners who are out there. My apologies to the people who were ringing in. I know it said on the player to ring in. I did notice that towards the latter half of Dave and Dean's. So my apologies for that. I did remove it. I must be infuriated to see something in front of you saying live ring now, and then you ring in and we're not taking calls. So my apologies. I can do no more than that. The main reason for it is mobile connections and so forth. We want to make sure that stays stable and give people a little bit of anonymity when needed. So, Mike, Dave's still with us. As I said, we've got Mark Mann, from Man on the Street for Dark City Radio. He's with us, our beloved robo hippie. He's been re-oiled this week, I do believe. He's been in for a full service. He's had a couple of chips put in, or was it he had a few chips? Anyway, something like that. We've got Callie and Prajna, the auto hippies from... Oh, God, I always get it wrong. I can always call them auto hippies. What is it? Auto Lift. There you go, I'm getting there. I mean, I've only known them for all my life, feels like it. We got Saduma, who I actually call Saddam, because he used to work in bed linen at IKEA. So you've got, yeah, if you play on the words. We've got our Sarah from the I Am Show, she's with us. We got the amazing, actually multi-talented Chris Sparky, who's put together a majority of our jingles. Of course, we've Osto and Rupert and quite a few others. Big thanks to all of them on that side of it. And Susan, all the way from Australia, is with us. If you do want to join us, what happened to Barry? Is Barry with us or not? I'm not too sure. He's in and out like on his wedding night. Got to be careful nowadays, haven't you? I'll just see what happens. Right. So if you do want to join us this evening, we've only got an hour show, it's about 50 minutes, 45 minutes left, something like that. Numbers, as always, on the landline is +44 161 298 0298, and Skype is Bob's Backyard. So Skype, Bob's Backyard. IRC, we're on the AnonNet, and the room is #Bob's Backyard. And our website is www.darkcityradio.com. That's pretty easy, isn't it? Darkcityradio.com. And there's all the links in there and stuff like that. Another big thanks to Jabber as well, who's, I saw what he'd actually been doing behind the scenes. None of you have seen it yet. This will automate the website, and our robo hippie can start to have food and sunlight and things, you know. And so, yeah. What else can I tell you? That's to come. That's going to be coming soon. the back end of the site. It'll be just dead easy for you to see stuff and the schedule will move and you'll be able to find it. It really is good. And it's way beyond anything I can possibly get. So yeah, just a little note to everyone who's worked on this so far. Not singling anyone out more or less, right? Just everyone who's worked on this. We couldn't have done it. None of us could have done this. There's not one single person, right, can do all of what we've done. This is fact now. All right, it's not fiction. It's not no longer an idea. This is a solid thing that we have all co-created. All of us. Right down from the people who sent me the £3. You bought me out. You got me crying. We don't need you to. You can if you want to, but we don't need you to. We've raised it. We're all right. We'll stumble through, right? So, you know, but yes, brilliant too. You're right on. I've got this familiar with the number 13, you see, and that struck something really cold with me. Really, you know, like... Bob! Oh, that'll be my phone. Anyway, what are you lot say somewhere? Come on, I've got a telephone call. Come on, where are you? Who's up first? Do a roll roll.
Hey up, Robo.
Hey up.
G'day, everyone. Hey up. How you doing all the way from Australia? It's great to hear what you're doing on the radio. It is awesome. You guys are going from strength to strength. And hi to you listeners out there. Thanks for supporting Dark City Radio. I don't know what to say. Haven't been on air for a while. Sarah, Chris, Barry, g'day. Have you got a voice? I'll keep talking about nothing. Hello. Welcome to Dark City.
How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, good. I've had a good day as well. I've been dipping my toe into the off-grid situation today. A bit of free food collecting.
Wonderful.
I've been hacking my technology today and saving myself a lot of money. And then with that technology, I've been printing out blueprints for free energy devices. So yeah, I've had a whole day of dipping my toe into the off-grid situation today.
Absolutely wonderful. I don't suppose you know the cost of internet here. It's crazy. You're paying here $50 for 3 gigabyte of internet. It's just silly. So that's great.
I've done that as well, actually. I'm very friendly with a hotelier next door to me. I do a little bit of his maintenance, and he gives me the password to his internet.
Wonderful. I've got to have
a good dongle to pick it up. So I'm nibbling the bits of my life away that are costing me money, and there's very little left now. I've been making free food. I've gone down to my local park, and I've picked four things that are growing. I made a beautiful soup out of them. Nettles, cleves, jack by the hedge, dandelions. I made a beautiful soup, which I've been enjoying today. And my printer ink, I've saved £30 on printer cartridges today just by using my own inks and resettable cartridges. And anyone can do this. And it's cost me about 10 pence to fill up my cartridges on my printer today. And it's allowed me to print out blueprints for a free energy machine. And I can build this machine. I have a workshop. I have the skills to do it. I'm an electrician. So, it's a good day. I'm waiting for tomorrow and maybe get down the shops and buy some parts for this machine. Get moving on it.
Absolutely. Wonderful, Chris.
It's called the Johnson Engine. And it was properly painted. It took him a few years to get it patented. But, there's been a recent change in the patent laws that as long as you don't make it a commercial venture, then you're free to use the patents. And all these shed engineers have got sheds in their back gardens and they can build stuff. They all need to be onto this. And myself as well, I need to kick my ass and get onto it and get off grid.
Sounds like you can almost do a show on it, Chris.
Well, yes, I have been thinking about that today, actually. Been running through my mind.
Good.
So we'll see. I can't make any promises.
No, but still, it's some information that a lot of people could use and implement.
If I was going to have any show as an electrician, that is going to be the subject they're going to do, is free energy. So watch this space. That's all I can say.
Aye, aye. Watch that space.
Yeah. Who's next?
Speaking of technology and things, I was watching where they're now with the printers, and they're using the plastic. Now they can actually make a gun, and they're saying that they can't stop it because it can get in under the radar because it's plastic. So
is that the 3D printers, Susan?
That's correct, yes.
Wow, yeah, I've seen that. That is great. They're trying to take away the Second Amendment in America. That just scuppers the whole thing, doesn't it?
How
can they make you have a license for something you're going to print and create and produce at home? It's just they've lost it, haven't they? They've lost control.
Well, a legal woman was commenting on it, and she said it's just a legal nightmare. Where do you start with it?
Yes, very good.
Legal.
Keep it running, folks. Keep going. I've got hardware arriving at my front door.
Oh,
keep
going.
Carry on. Keep it rolling.
So, free energy.
Free energy.
I don't think the Dark City's covered much of the free energy subject. I mean, I don't know whether you have before I arrived. If anyone can comment on that.
Well, Prajna has been waiting to talk.
Yeah, we haven't really, Chris. It'd be a fabulous thing to cover. I was just going to jump in and ask: Is there a link to this Johnson engine on the internet? Is it what Wikipedia calls the Johnson thermoelectric energy converter, or is it something different to that?
No, it's not that. If you go into Google and put Johnson engine, it'll come up as the first result.
That's the one that the Wikipedia one was one that came up first, and then I've got Johnson BRP is Johnson outboard, and Johnson Motor produces 100% free energy YouTube. There's a YouTube thing.
That does sound like it. I'm looking through the blueprints as we speak to see if I can find a code on the blueprints as a reference for folk. Maybe I should just put a link in the chat box rather than do this. I'll try and get the link in the chat box in the next 5 or 10 minutes.
That would be fantastic. Thank you very much, Chris.
Right.
Next up is Barry wanted to say something, and then Sarah.
How you doing?
Barry, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
G'day, Barry.
Hello. Hi. Hey, listen, years ago, we knew a German scientist in Penticton, British Columbia. This gentleman was actually in Hitler's elite youth in World War II, and they worked on secret weapons. At 14 years old, he was being patted on the shoulder and shook hands with Hitler. But he developed a generator on an odd-even configuration using very, very powerful magnets. We know that magnets now have been increasing their power through the molecular structure of them, and we now have neodymium magnets, which are super strong magnets and don't need an energy source to make them that way. And he set up a generator with an odd-even configuration, 16 poles opposed to 17 magnets. So what happened with the generators, you never had one pole lining up to one magnet. There was always the odd-even configuration. If you took 16 magnets and lined them up on 16 poles, it would take a tremendous amount of power to move the generator. But odd-even configuration, you could spin the generator with your finger. He had a cluster of 300 light bulbs tied to this generator. You could spin it with your finger and light up the 300 light bulbs. And I watched a demonstration done of this. It's funny because now I see very similar designs appearing on the internet now of what he was doing 20 years ago. And we watched one demonstration in his garage. He got it to a point where he had two of the coils acting as impulse coils, where he fed energy into the coils and it was actually spinning the wheel. All he had for the storage system for the whole system was a 12-volt car battery. And one day in his garage, he had a clutch system set up and a flywheel set up on the generator, and we fired up a 10-horsepower electric motor. Well, when you fire up a 10-horsepower electric motor, it takes a tremendous power surge. He had that 10-horsepower motor going one way and his generator going the opposite direction. We had a clutch system set up between the two, and we engaged the wheel. We engaged a belt between the two drive wheels, and the garage filled with smoke, and his generator stopped that 10-horsepower electric in its tracks. We did the calculations on a car battery. It has an approximate horsepower rating of 1.5 horsepower, and yet his generator stopped the 10 horsepower electric motor dead in its truck. And I witnessed this with my own eyes. There's a bit more story to Bill and what happened to him. He got sick, and he was visited by, this is a true story, he was visited by some very, very powerful people, and all of a sudden everything he was doing was kind of put on a hiatus. And to this day, you know, for years, I kind of what the heck was going on there. And now I look at what's going on, and I kind of, there might be more to the story than we were made aware of at the time. So I wanted to share that one with you because I witnessed it with my own eyes, and I was amazed that a car battery going through his generator had enough power to stop a 10-horsepower electric motor, which draws incredible amperage when you fire up. I mean, every light in the house dimmed when we fired up that 10-horsepower electric motor. So I wanted to share that with you because there is free energy out there. It only makes sense if you have mowers, if you have magnets that have super, super strength to them, and we don't have to apply power to the magnets. Well, all generators are made with magnets, so it only makes sense that we should be able to make those magnets work for us. And well, he was just, right on it. And so I thought I'd share that one with you.
If anyone wants to have a look at them. So they're there now, Johnson Motor Blueprints.
Wow, that was really interesting.
Thanks, Chris, and I posted that to IRC chat.
I've done it on both chats.
Sarah had something to say. Sarah, are you still there?
I forgot to unpress the mute. I was chatting away then. what I was saying is that I've recently bought a van, and I'm going to be kitting it out soon, and all the electrics are going to be off-grid. I'm looking at actually putting couple of solar panels onto the roof, which will then be going into an MPPT charge controllers, and then into batteries, and then into an inverter, and then into the rest of the van, and with a couple of switches to turn on and off. And it's actually doesn't sound as complicated to do as I first thought. I thought at first it would be a right nightmare, but the more I learn about it, the more easier it is to actually grasp. And it's actually, I'm really looking forward to learning as much as I can about it and getting the solar panels on the roof and getting free energy for the summer and also for the winter. That's why I'm going to have two panels, so there'll be enough for me to have power in the winter as well. I'll just be running the... I was just going to be running a few lights, some music, charging up my laptop, charging up my mobile phone, and just igniting things like the fridge, if it is an electric ignition.
Are you building this yourself, Sarah?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Okay, follow the instructions to the T. Be aware of cable sizes and fuse sizes. Don't skimp on any cable sizes. If it's cheaper to get a smaller cable, don't. Get the correct size.
Yeah, now
I've life at risk. Make sure you've got RCD protection.
I've got a friend who's actually talking me through it step by step because him and his girlfriend have been doing a lot of festivals for quite a few years now. I'm running the lights and everything on solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been giving me step by step instructions of what to do. And in fact, I should be going to a festival next weekend or the weekend afterwards, and I'll have a chat with them then on the radio, and they can tell us exactly what they do. But they're resource powered by wind and sun, and it's an amazing community organisation. So there's lots of people out there who are actually putting this forward, and a lot of things nowadays are being powered by off-grid things. It's amazing what you can do, even in this country.
Mm-hmm.
With solar.
If you ever need any help, just give us a shout.
Chris, you were an electrician, so yeah.
Chris, right. I remember Howard Johnson's motor now. It involved a kind of what he called a magnetic valve, I seem to remember. And there was an awful lot of discussion on it. In fact, there's a lot of information still available on it. If anyone wants to go to overunity.com, they should find a whole section on Howard's motor. He even he even got involved in the discussion there, although that was quite difficult for him. I think his writing skills are not all that amazing, but he actually got involved with the people who are on Over Unity, and there's quite a lot of information there about it if anyone would like to follow that up. Another thing I'd like to point out is Robo mentioned in our Skype chat that even with infinite energy, you still need to look at efficiency. You don't want to use it all up at once, which might sound a bit of a paradox, but actually there's another important thing to bear in mind. Even if we have free energy, we still need to be efficient, because it's not just the energy that you produce, it's the energy that you then spread out into the atmosphere, and that's normally spread out in terms of heat and so on. If you're using a lot of energy, then you're also putting a lot of energy in the form of heat out into the environment as well, so that's something that people need to bear in mind.
Yeah, that's a good point, Praja. And another thing, what's the point in generating your own electricity if you're just going to sit there on the sofa and watch your television with it and hypnotize yourself? We have to change our lifestyles and things we use electricity for. Just keep it for the essentials like fridges and lights and cooking if you're cooking on electric, and charging up, batteries here and there. But let's start living again instead of relying on this power source.
Just so, the funny thing is there's lots of chat happening in the Skype at the moment, and not a lot of people diving in and actually talking to people. It'd be good if people did jump in and make some of these comments, because then of course all the listeners will get to benefit from them as well.
Yeah, the more voices the better.
Hello, good morning. Not too sure what to say now. I can't comment on electrical things.
Yeah, but you can comment on how it affects your life, the electrical things, and what you use them in your life for, and how you think you might be able to do without them by changing certain bits in your life.
And that's all to do with the shift.
I mean, the shift is encouraging us to change our lifestyles.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I suppose it's a little bit different in Australia because of the distance. A lot of people have solar energy and are off the grid because they can't afford to be on the grid, and also because of the distance of putting in power. Other than living on a boat, where you have to have all your own power and your generator and your water, and I think it's great what you're doing. I really do, bringing all that. The gentleman, I think it was Barry, commented on the magnetic energy. I do remember coming across a thing called, I think it was Coal City, where the gentleman was working on electromagnetic energy, and I think he cracked it, but they all said he was insane. But it's great. It's really good to hear what you guys are doing and bringing forth other people's ideas and getting it into the community. Good on you. And it's very early in the morning here, so
interesting. Den has just bought Bedini up in the chat, and that's another thing that I've looked at in some detail as well. And I've got a friend up in Lancashire who's developed a wonderful little Bedini engine, and he's a hell of an engineer and a hell of a scientist. But I haven't actually seen Bedini producing something that's obviously over Unity. It is possible, if you do the sums the right way, that it looks like it might be almost unlimited energy, in that you can use power from one battery and take part of that power and put it into other batteries to charge them up and so on. But I'm not completely convinced by that. I did find Howard Johnson's motor a little bit more convincing, certainly than Bedini. And I spent a good couple of years studying free energy stuff, and I looked at quite a lot of different methods, and I found very few. In fact, I didn't find any that obviously seemed to produce
free energy. There are some that do look quite hopeful, but haven't really got there yet. There are some that look like they obviously should, until you do an awful lot of calculations and so on, and then somehow or other you find that everything balances out, and just you know, there are losses through friction and that kind of thing. So they never do produce even 100%. Of what was put into them. Do you know anyone who's actually built any one of Howard Johnson's motors at all there, Chris?
Wow, you see, the information doesn't get out there, does it? Because these people either have to stay quiet so they don't get victimised, or when they do go public, they get victimised. So it doesn't get to us, the information. But the problem is, you see, we live on this planet and we're under the illusion that us as man are the only people that can make electricity. We don't realise we're living in an electrical universe. The sun is bombarding this planet with power all the time. This planet, it's got poles, it's making its own electricity. It's not us that make the electricity, we just harness it. It's all around us, it's in the planets, in the universe, it's everywhere. We shouldn't be so arrogant to think that it's only us that make the electricity. We just harness it. It's there, it's possible.
And of course, there's another way of looking at it. There's another way of looking at it as well, and that is that all energy is free energy. If you go and dig coal out the ground, who have you paid for the coal that you've dug out of the ground? Only someone who claims to own it.
No, that's
and
not
how
free.
Do they come to own it? You know, it crosses over from free energy into other things, really, doesn't it?
But it takes your effort to get it out of the ground, and then you need to go and seek food to replace your effort. So that's not free. It's only a conversion of energy.
Doesn't it take your energy to actually build any kind of free energy machine?
Yeah, but that free energy machine will run for years, so it's very minimal, the input into it. But to dig coal out of the ground, you've got a lot of sweat you're burning, a lot of calories you're burning.
And sorry, I think I just talked over Susan as well. Was that you, Susan?
No, it was me. So to dig coal out the ground, you're having to expend an awful lot of calories. It's like me getting on a bicycle generator and claiming that it's free energy. It's not. I have to put food into that to get electricity out of it. I have to feed myself or I'll run out of energy.
It's all gone very quiet in here.
Really. What are you doing? Going quiet. You're scaring me. Don't scare me. Don't go quiet. Come on, carry on.
I was waiting for a comment. I thought I'd lost connection. I'm still waiting for a comment.
Let me throw something completely different. Just one second. Oh, one second. Give me a second. Right, this guy turned up in the house here to bring me graphics cards to keep us all going on Dark City. Called Dav, and it's really weird. He's a trooper. Well, not a trooper, but he's very informed. He's very informed, eh? What a small world. So, yeah, we've got the cards for my machine here, so we won't have all the problems we've had with losing the audio and all that, the calls breaking down. So that should make things a lot more stable. So I wanted to share that. In that world of synchronicity, you know, when you never know, complete random lottery. And the guy who turns at my door is already tuned in and ready to go. How about you?
Good stuff, synchronicity. Live and well.
Oh, come on, then. Well, you're all very quiet. All these people in the room.
It's like the synchronicities, they only happen when we need them to happen. They don't happen when we want them to happen.
Oh, I don't know about that, Chris. Oh, I don't know about that.
I do like the idea that it's when we need it, not rather than when we want it.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think it's presented to you all the time, and if you're ready to receive, you'll take it. If you're not, it'll pass you by, or you'll pass it by.
I hear you.
Somebody's got to have some good stories out there. Let's hear some stories, guys. I got lots, but I'm waiting for somebody else to talk.
No, well, you tell us your story.
On my way home from,
I got too many stories.
Alright.
Okay.
My soup I made today, on the way home back down my road, it looks like I'm got a bunch of flowers in my hand. And a police officer is cycling the other way. And he's looking at me as if I've taken these plants out of someone's garden. And he stops, and I stop, and he's what's that? And I said, well, I explained exactly what it is. I said, this is free food. I said, I told him exactly where I got it from. And he was a really nice copper, actually. And there's me and a police officer eating wild food by the side of the road. It was classic.
I know one couple that, unfortunately, because I'm still in business and stuff in Terrace, I have to live on the grid, but I know quite a few people that live off the grid, almost totally off the grid. And I know one couple in particular, they stay in the bush all winter, but they generate their own power through dry cells. They have solar panels on their property. They charge their dry cells. They have electricity. He's also got himself a creek running parallel to the property. And what he's done is he's taken pipes and reduced from a 12-inch to about a 6-inch down to his powerhouse, and he's spinning two Pelton wheels in configuration. And I forget, what is it? He produces AC and converts it to DC, but he's basically got all the power that he ever needs. He uses his excess power to grow vegetables year-round on his property, and they're kind of like mushroom people. They're real bush people, but they really live off the grid yet. He has Galaxy Net, and he's on the internet, and I can talk to him out in the middle of bush, and he's pretty well self-sufficient, and yet he's still on the internet, and I talk to him pretty well every second or third day. So I should get him to call into you guys and tell you about self-sufficiency and what you can do for free power, because they're right into it, and I'm getting more and more into it, but unfortunately I still live on the grid. But there's lots that can be done, man. Lots that can be done, especially with the Pelton wheels, the way he set them up. I mean, we're not all available. We don't all have creeks that have a little bit of a drop available to them. But if you have any kind of a water system that's got a bit of a drop, you can take pipes and reduce them from 12-inch down to 4 or 5 inches, and you get water coming out of the bottom like a fire hose, and you can harvest that water to spin your Pelton wheels, and you can produce a tremendous amount of power doing that. So there's hundreds of ways we can live off the land, man, hundreds of ways we can generate free power. Just got to get away from the grid.
There's power sources all around us. Just need to be tapped
there
in.
There is, man. There is. They're all around us.
We can look back in history and get the clues and the tips and the hints on what and where to find this power. I mean, people in the past, we've had no trouble finding it. We've found everything to power everything for the Industrial Revolution. We can find it again. It's all around us.
I think people don't look because it's so easy just to turn on the switch and turn on the computer and get in the car, go down to the gas station and get some fuel. But, myself, I see us going more through now, even though I'm still living in this a town and I'm on the grid, we've taken moves to be self-sufficient if, say, a government was to go rogue or there was a financial collapse. We found that very necessary to do at this particular time in history. So even though you live in the grid and you live in the city, you can still do things to get yourself prepared for possible emergencies that arise in our society. So that's what I recommend to people.
And it's such a fragile system. It's a wonder it hasn't gone down already. I mean, they say we've only got 3 days worth of food in our shops. I mean, how fragile is that? And none of us stock food in Londres anymore. Like our grandparents used to have a larder and stock food in it, a big food store. But we don't. We're encouraged not to.
We visualize the total possible.
I think that part of the problem is that we've all been conditioned to be consumers now instead of producers, and the producers we think of as big power companies, the government, the supermarkets, and so on. Those are the producers now, and we're just consumers. And this is the difference between now and a few generations ago, when most people were producers of one sort or another, and it was normal to have a garden. It was normal. Even I know one sheep station I went to, they had their own tiny little hydroelectric power station, and these things were normal. They wouldn't have expected to get stuff from the grid itself. And when we start thinking towards producing things for ourselves again, it's all going to change.
You're spot on, brother. I mean, that's exactly what's going on. We're so conditioned to have everything provided that we don't feel the need to be able to go and produce anymore. It's like we're a consuming society. You look at society 100 years ago, and it was a complete reversal to what we're seeing today. So there's lots to be said about that. Your analogy is spot on. I like it. Anyways,
it was interesting. I was listening to you talk, and it was like everybody's waiting for something to happen before they kick in. You know, if the government goes rogue or that goes rogue, and it's like, what are we doing? Why are we waiting for a situation to happen before we implement what we know to be true?
Well, most people are waiting for the revolution to come walking past their door.
Then it's too late, man. Way too
late. It's already happened.
It's getting to a point now where I honestly feel that we are at a critical point, and that if we don't have a mass awakening of the planet in the very, very near future, that we're going to reach the point of no return. That's my feeling, and that's what I see happening right now on our planet. So all of us, just by getting here and having a little talk about it and expressing our feelings, is a great thing to do. Great thing to do.
But may I say that that may be apparent in some countries, but it isn't quite apparent in all countries. It's quite apparent in America and England and Australia, but there are countries where they're oblivious to what we're up to, and they are living off the grid. They are surviving on coconut oil. And so, yeah, just
I don't think there's too many, though. I mean, if you look at Susan, the internet, pretty well everybody in the world now is tied into the internet, and the information's out there, and it's being shared. I mean, I look at everything else that's going on in the planet, like the riots we're having in Spain and Italy, that the economic situations right now are so unbelievably fragile, it would take very, very little to set off a major chain reaction. And I visualize that possibly happening, and then you ask yourself, well, what are all these people going to do when all of a sudden everything goes down? Are they going to be prepared for this? And that's when you bring in the tyranny and the chaos factor. And I think that's what they're working towards. And I can see that happening with very simple things happening in our economy, man. I mean, the bond market's on the verge of collapse right now, and the euro's on the verge of collapse. Well, I mean, everything's going for a poop. I mean, unemployment's at all-time highs, and young people are just, they're banging their heads against the wall going, what can we do about this? You know, it's really spiraling downwards quickly. That's what I see. So
true. It was all set up to fall anyway. It was set up to fall anyway.
I see a tremendous acceleration right now in the fall is what I see. And that's,
you know, and the events that are
going on, events going on all around the world, and all the little things that are adding up to a big possible scenario. And I keep getting back to little things, but they all.
What I see is all the rogues doing things they couldn't care less if you see them. Nigel was talking earlier on the Pax Mundi show about the Israelis attacking Syria, and I said the bastards, and Carly said what? I said, Israel's bombing Syria. She said, why? I said, because they did it before and got away with it. And this is the thing, more and more stuff is happening blatantly right in front of everybody's faces. And this was another thing that Dean Clifford was ranting on about, saying, I get really pissed off that nobody stood up and did anything about it. I read an article by Howard Bloom the other day where he was talking about Israel. And he said, if it wasn't about Israel, it was about terrorism in general, I think, particularly about Boston bombings and so on, and saying that that people in America say, you know, why are they doing us to them? Well, it's because we're occupying all their countries, and the American army goes over there and kills a whole lot of civilians and said, oh, it's an accident. And the next day they go out again and they kill a whole lot of civilians, and they say, oh, very sorry, it was an accident. And the next day they go out and kill a whole lot of civilians again, and they say it's an accident. And why are not people standing up and saying, that's it, that's the end of it? And again, with the Israeli thing, you know, they're busy bombing Syria. They've got absolutely no right to do that. In fact, Chief Justice Jackson, who was the American chief prosecutor at the Nuremberg war crimes trials, said that waging an aggressive war is not only an international crime, it's the supreme international crime. So why are not the rest of the world standing up and saying that's absolutely outrageous, it's the most heinous crime on the planet, and it needs to stop? And we got a dog on board. Wonderful.
I thought it was a cockerel.
A cockerel, was it?
It might.
Anyway, that's my little... Have I silenced everyone?
No, I was just saying, throw the dog a bone, will you? Keep him quiet. Right.
So we do need to be the change. We absolutely have to start being the change. This is why Carly and I live the life that we do. We can't plant a garden because we're travelling, and equally we can't build some kind of self-sufficiency for power and so on. But we live such a life that we reduce our needs, to what we need.
Basic,
To basics. My teacher in India said that the world can't afford luxury for anyone, but it can afford comfort for everyone. And we need to learn how to become comfortable. I was sitting there looking at the trees today, waving in the wind, and thinking, I wonder if they kind of feel something, like that shiver that runs down your spine when someone runs their fingers down your spine or something. And I was thinking, all these Queen's speech, the Queen said, we want workers and not shirkers, the current Tory bastard Tory line. And I was thinking, what do trees and plants do? They just grow, don't they? They sit there in the sun and they grow. And because we've got this great thing of you all have to work for a living. You don't have to work for a living. What you have to do is just, first of all, work out what your necessities for life are. Make sure that you've got those. And then from there, you can do anything that benefits anyone that's creative, that's worthwhile, and so on.
You can live for a living.
You could live for a living.
Welcome back, Paul.
Oh, you're very quiet, Susan.
I am. It's been a while since I've been on the radio, and I'm just don't know what to say. Don't know what to say, Brother Bob.
Well, there's not much longer left to say it, and there's only about 6 minutes left on the show. And to be honest, I haven't heard most of it. I had a really nice chap come to my house to deliver this hardware, which was really weird. Really weird, but really nice.
Yes.
Really nice. So, yeah, another... Another passage of time has gone on the Dark City. We're only a few days off for another month of our official launch. I don't really know what you've all been talking about. I know I kind of kicked it off with this. I was kind of trying to put together the facts that... And I think the way I just explained it to the gentleman here, he actually said, so you're the main man? I went, no, I'm not the main man. Definitely not. There isn't one. Because this couldn't have been achieved. It couldn't have been achieved by one person. Perhaps it could have been. But when you actually looked into the depths of this, on the effects that have already gone, well, just within the Linux community, forget the truth movement, and how we've literally gone through them like a hot knife through butter.
Right.
Really have. But when you look at the depths of this, onto the actual free platform, and by that an open source, completely free. Now, not all of it is. Be aware, don't think Linux is free, because the pitfalls are still out there. We're endeavouring to be as free as we can, as we've found. Some of it still needs to be licensed, which, if it's open source and it's free, why do you need to have a license? I don't like that. So I've come across a few things, and changes need to be implemented, but it is an alternative, and I don't think we can actually preach this until we've done it. I think it's vitally important, as far as I'm concerned, that we come from our experience. That's where we come from. So as far as I'm concerned, the worst shows are the ones where we get lots of people. The more people you get, the harder it is to do. And I mean, a lot of that's down with me, you know, I accept that. And I am having a bit of fun. When you get good people together and you get a good vibe, it's up to all of you as individuals not to let anything in between you. I speak for myself here, you know, because it happens to me all the time. I don't recognise my brother or my sister. I don't recognise them. I see someone else. I see someone else in them. And the best way I can describe it is demonic. It's not evil. It's demonic. That's what it is. That's not who we are. That's not who we are. I've seen them people that enjoy to be abused. That's not who we are. We've all been there. In one sense or another, we've all been there. We've all been the victim. A lot of people have given me shit for saying that I will stand for the perpetrator because they're the biggest victims of all.
Aye.
It makes no difference. So, they say we're in troubled times. Times are testing and they're hard and they're difficult. I say it's depressing. I say we're being depressed. And I'm thankful. Because if you ever deal with anything on your computer, how do you get more in it? You compress it. How do you get more down the data streams from one house to another? Has the pipe got bigger? Has your phone line got wider? No. The compression of the data has got greater. There's more data now going down the same line. That's pretty noticeable. You can look through the delusion and the illusion and see it in both. And when that takes place, we get closer to this mass that's beneath us. Earth, Gaia, planet, Earth, call it what you want. The feminine. Why don't you just drop all that and call it another frigging division? It's in other divisions. Let's just move them. Let's not keep seeing this in one another. It's there. Yeah, it's there. Let's bring it to the forefront and lay them to rest. Give them a place to go. We've got a meditation on the website. It's by a guy called John Armitage. John trained me to cut through the esoterical bullshit that's here. Cut straight through it. Like a spearhead. That's what he trained me to do. To be able to identify things in my path before me. And then told me that I'd taught him. So he could teach me. So there are no teachers. We're just brothers and sisters. We got in a mess. We got in this mess. Open your hearts with love, compassion for yourself and forgiveness. Above all else, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Because if we would have known, we wouldn't have done it. We wouldn't have done it. And if we hadn't have done it, we wouldn't be here now. We wouldn't be here now, and we are here now. Each and every one of us in this moment. And this is where we will make our stand. Right here. Each and every one of us will make our stand. We're not a group, that's right. And I know that plays with your head. Our group? No. We will stand as self-empowered individuals. Working on an idea. An idea. And all I can tell you is, it's different. It's different. What we're doing isn't right. We're doing the best we can do, but it's not right. It's not good enough. We all know it. We've got to try the alternatives, at least give them a shot. So my purge over the next week is going to be the ignorant and the willful ignorant. If you are ignorant, I'll stand by you. But low, as low as they can come, don't push it. Don't push it. We're united. That's how we created this, by unity. Whether we like it or not. We're family now. All of us. All right, I don't want to move into your house. You stink like fish. I don't want you to come round here and move into my house. You know, leaving your toenails in my bath. Forget it. It don't mean we don't love one another. It don't mean we don't care about one another. It doesn't mean we don't feel for one another. But don't push it. When you strike at us, you strike at yourself. There is nothing between us. We've been divided long enough. Stop focusing outside ourselves. And let's begin this unity. Let's begin it by giving up our previous misconceptions. And stop defending our grandfather and grandmother rights. Let's just stand in our own peace. And if you ain't got any, begin. Plant the seed. Plant the seed. Make sure you plant it. Make sure you plant it in fallow ground. Now, if something you think that's a metaphor, I'll tell you what I do. Get yourself comfortable. Turn off all your electrical appliances. Unplug your telephone. Take your battery out of your mobile. Go around your house and make sure you haven't got an iron on. You haven't left your taps on. Go and do all of it. Think anything you could think that would pull your consciousness off. And then get yourself calm. On your own. Take a few deep breaths. And begin the process of listening. Just listen. Focus on your breath. It will be pulled onto other things. Your consciousness will be pulled onto other things. Acknowledge them. And return back to your breath. Now, how simple could it be? Because when you're projecting out there towards another, it doesn't matter whether you call it love or hate. It's projection. And you are judging that one to be more or less worthy than yourself. And there is no one here more worthy than you of receiving your love in your moment. When you make time for yourself. That's what I'm talking about. Make a little time for you. And then call in and let us know what you got into. Because I'd be really interested. But that's how you start divergent thinking. By putting yourself in the box. To get out of the box. And just for those of you that like the geometry, when you get a box and unfold it, you got a cross on the floor beneath your feet. Not raised up in front of you, but on the floor. Not something to bow your head down to, but to something to show you that there is a choice that could be taken if you choose to take it. Well, when you free your mind for those moments, when you make that time for yourself, only then you will be free to make that choice, if you still choose. That's a real choice, choosing not to. Saying no, that's enough. Yeah, thanks, Sadhguru, I've been watching the time, brother. That's enough. Each and every one of us. No. We're not doing that anymore. We'll stop. Take a bit of time out. Find ourselves again. Forget all that centering and all that balance. Just focus on your breath. You don't have to do any of that hocus pocus stuff. It's all sell you, just to sell your product. That's all it is. I ain't got a problem about people earning money who are doing stuff. I ain't got a problem with people earning money. I would love to see a free market economy. Free trade amongst free people on earth. There'd be no starvation. There'd be no murder. There'd be no war. There'd be no rape. There'd be no tyranny. End to it. Let's make a stand. It's the only honourable, just thing we can do. Focus on yourself. Don't blame anybody else, because we are the change we've been looking for. Us lot, every one of you. who can hear me, the ones who can, it's you. It's you. You're the one. No one else. You're a unique individual here. There'll never be another one like you. Now shine as bright as you can. Shine. Because that was the blast that hit this planet a long time ago. That's what began our gathering. That's what began. A long, long time ago, we began these paths. And now, we find one another. I would like to announce the Dark City has now, well and truly, landed.
My world is crashing down and there's nobody else around to talk.
I think there is only
so
one thing I could do now, really, and that's mess up all the playlists and play this, because this like happened before it was recorded, and I can't find it. This happened before it was recorded. Work of genius, sheer genius, and the guy who did it didn't even know. He was never told. He was never told. So I salute every single one of you that has got the courage to turn everything off for a few moments and listen to yourself. Take time for yourself, because you're just as important as everything. Dark City. There's 2 minutes actually left on my timer here, but I'm going to ignore that and just play this because I think it's brilliant. So that is the end of the Dark City for now. Thank you very much indeed, all of you, for covering my ass again today. You're all brilliant. You're all brilliant. I can't say anymore. That's it.